Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome and greetings. Welcome to Sis Empowerment Radio, where we provide inspiration and information that helps you transform that info into knowledge and power to infuse harmony into your everyday living. I'm Raisa Nazaire, and I'm here with my co-host, Sky. Sky, welcome.
Good evening, Raisa. How are you?
I am doing well, thank you. And tonight's topic is one of your favorite, prayer. It's entitled The Perfect Prayer. Because at this time, there is a great need to overcome so much systemic barriers. We have to make some major decisions right now on how to transform our lifestyle. We're bringing together people of like mind to create solutions, and we're strengthening each other spiritually. Prayer creates a space for all of that. And we do this knowing that instead of coming from a lower vibrational energetic perspective of pleading for some external force to give us something, we can align mind, body, and spirit, raise our vibratory frequency, and commune with the source of all that is. Our sister Shay Maltby, also known as Peaceful Praise, is the person you go to when you need a prayer warrior. She's someone that brings in that high vibrational energy to elevate a low vibrational experience for a greater good that helps expand and transform your consciousness and life. She's a spiritual intuitive guide, a life and growth coach, an energy healer, and an end-of-life doula who works with the ancient technologies of prayer, meditation, and sacred geometry. Shay activates her passion and intention to assist in the expansion of the collective consciousness and the ascension of humanity by practicing self-love and peaceful praise. She's also an ordained minister, a prayer chaplain, a celebrant slash officiant for weddings, funerals, and ceremonies and celebrations, as well as a budding author. Shay, welcome to the podcast.
Greetings, greetings, Raisa and Sky. How are you this evening?
Doing well.
Awesome.
Thank you very much. So glad to have you here. Echo, echo. Ditto and echo. Happy to have you with us.
Thank you. I have to tell you, I'm excited.
Great, great. So let's start off with you telling us about how you came to be such an effective and sought-after prayer warrior. And how did Shay Maltby evolve into Peaceful Praise?
Wow, well, thank you. Thank you for giving me an opportunity to share my story. Well, prayer's been with me since I was a child, but I have to tell you, I was a closet prayer. I would, you know, people didn't know I was praying. And back then, you know, I grew up as a Baptist, and so I used to talk to God as well. And even in college, I was seeking, when I was no longer going to a specific church, I was still seeking my place with respect to the all there ever was. And behind the scenes, praying. And as I got older, I had an opportunity to become part of a prayer band, which they don't call them that anymore, but basically a prayer group. And it was with a Baptist church. And again, I was no longer participating in the Baptist church, but the prayer just kept calling to me. And eventually I kind of found my home with New Thought and a New Thought church called Unity. And when I was there, I had the opportunity to become a prayer chaplain. And that's when it really I really kind of came out of the prayer closet, and the prayer really formulated. I mean, I think it was kind of already there, but I wasn't sure how I fit with it. And I learned the method called affirmative prayer, and I began practicing, like seriously practicing. And the you know, more senior prayer chaplains, I would basically call a different one each week, and they would agree to practice with me. And I just from that process and really surrendering into it, the prayer now just really leads me because I surrender to it. So that's mm-hmm. kind of how I got to really moving in with prayer. And then as through my journey as a prayer chaplain, I found that prayer was really helping to cultivate this peace within me. And I had been meditating for years. At that point, I had been meditating definitely more than a decade. I think probably going on 2 decades. But it was shifting me. And I realized that prayer and meditation work together. They're kind of, we can say they're soulmates. And I found that I was shifting into this peace, this sense of peace that seemed to be going with me almost anywhere. Like literally, you know, I'd go someplace and there would be chaos and I'd just get quiet and start praying, you know, within myself. And this sense of peace would come over me and things would shift in my experience. And just one day in prayer and then in a quiet meditation, the words peaceful praise came. And then I just started doing more and more, you know, under that banner. I don't know, maybe that's the universe's name for me. I'm not sure.
Well, that's the vibration, right? So that's your signature. Your energetic signature is peaceful praise.
Yeah, because it regardless of what type of prayer I'm actually being called to in the moment, there's always a sense of praise. But it was definitely an evolution for sure. But, you know, now I'm at a place where when I go into prayer, I have activated my faith in totality. There is no doubt in anywhere within me that the prayer is having some type of impact somewhere, somehow. Now, it may not be the way I think it's going to impact, you know, have an impact. It may not be the way the person I'm praying with thinks it will have an impact, but I know something's happening. I can feel the energy.
Is this something that you learned to invoke that energy? I heard you say more or less that you evolved into it. Was it a process, a conscious process, or is it just something that kind of grew within you?
Wow. You know, I think that's a little difficult to answer because I think it's a little of all of that.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I go back to I was practicing. I mean, just like Michael Jordan was practicing foul shots after foul shot after foul shot, even after he was known as the greatest basketball player on the court, he was still practicing. You know, I was practicing. But I was also doing a lot of other spiritual inner work and that centered, you know, with prayer as the anchor. So I think part of it was an evolution. I think to be honest, it was something that was probably always within me that was developing. And I remember when so this was before I became a prayer chaplain, but I had become a member of Unity of Montclair, which is in New Jersey. And I had watched this video of Deepak Chopra being interviewed by a Unity minister. I think it might have been Wendy Purcell. And she asked him, you know, what do you pray for? And he basically said something like, at this point, I pray for the highest good of all involved in a situation because if it's the highest good, it's going to be even better than what I can come up with. And I remember talking to someone and saying, I can't say that prayer. That prayer is scary to me. Because
it's unknown. Is that it?
Yeah, it's unknown. And I'm still attached to what I'm praying for, right? I want it to look a certain way or be and, mm-hmm. and progress a certain way. And I'll never forget that there was a spiritual, like what you would call the spiritual mother of the church. I was talking to her, and I'll never forget she said, you know, with a stern, we were on the phone, but I was imagining her with her finger pointing. And she said, there's nothing to fear in God. Meaning when you call upon the God nature within you,
mm-hmm.
there's nothing to fear. And it took a while, but now I've evolved, and I on purpose use that term. I've evolved and involved, right? The involving has created the evolving to a place where I pray that prayer all the time. Like,
okay.
Like my God nature can dream a bigger dream. I only know what I know, and I don't know what I don't know. So a lot of times in prayer, you know, I at the end say, you know, all this or something greater.
Yeah. So from an etymological, I made that word up, viewpoint, some people avoid the word pray or prayer because it holds the same root as pray, as in to pray on, having people believe that they are praying to God in the sky versus praying and honoring, like honoring your ability to converse with your higher self and tap into the energy of wholeness and all that is. What's your definition of prayer?
Okay, well, I love that question. So I'm going to answer it like going backwards. You know, some people have an issue with prayer also because they're not, they may feel a certain way about religion or their experience with religion, and they'll say, I'm spiritual.
Mm-hmm.
And so what's been revealed to me in my quiet time with spirit, God, the universe, I mean, it all, I'm comfortable with all those words.
Mm-hmm.
What's been revealed to me is that this is ancient technology. That prayer prayer and meditation are, in essence, forms of communication that existed way before religion. And religion has utilized prayer, and in some religions and spiritual practices, you know, utilize meditation, but they existed way before. With respect to the word prey, you know, I'm not going to say that that's not possible, because I kind of believe, you know, there's many potentialities, so all things are possible. But I believe that, you know, we're emanations of the Most High, and in essence, we have, if you want to call it, the God seed, the spirit seed within us, and that we are birthed with qualities of that high nature. And one of those qualities is power, and one of those qualities is strength. And I think we can take something like that term, you know, God can use something meant for evil and turn it into good. You know, if we activate our consciousness, we can reframe a word, we can reframe a situation, we can reframe energy and mold it into its higher nature. Mm-hmm. And so I'm comfortable with the word prayer. So basically I'm saying, you know, just like praying over food, like when we pray over food, we're transforming the food. We're transmuting, when we're doing it consciously, right? When we're in this conscious awareness, we're literally taking the stuff that's in that food that's not good for us, and we're changing the molecules, so to speak, to make it healthy. So we can do the same thing with this word. Exactly. So we can do the same thing with the word prayer. And so prayer to me, I mean, on a real simple, basic level, I say prayer is talking to God, that God nature, and meditation is listening. And that's on a real basic level. I mean, we can go deeper and deeper and deeper, but that's the, I think, a very simple way to say it. You're in communion with your higher mm-hmm. nature, and this higher nature that's within you as well as around you. It's everywhere. It's omnipresent, omnipotent, and omniscient. It is all things, and it is no thing. It is invisible, and it sometimes shows up as visible, because sometimes people are speaking to you, and you know when you're hearing them, they're giving you a word. So it's everything.
Well, that was one of my questions that you answered. Because earlier you mentioned meditation, and my question was going to be, what was the difference? And you touched on that. And from what I'm receiving from that is that prayer is transmitting, expressing, and meditation is receiving.
That's how I relate to them.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Earlier in the year, you spoke at Montclair Unity on the topic of compassion, pointing the compass inward. Why was this such an important topic for this time, and how does it relate to peaceful praise?
Well, you know, 2020 is an interesting year, right? and continues to be. You know, I think a lot of, well, what we're seeing right now is a time of great transformation. It's not comfortable for a lot of us, but we are now seeing things that have always existed coming up to the top to basically be dealt with. I call it the muck, but some of it's not even the muck. I mean, some of it has been even the foundations we've created for ourselves. And you know what? Let me talk about myself. Let me make it personal. Right? I've even seen this year within myself things I thought I dealt with that I built a foundation on. And then I realized, oh my goodness, there's a little left that I didn't deal with, and it's under the foundation. It's underneath mm-hmm. it. So I got to dig that out to deal with it. And I think that it all starts with us, and that compassion, having compassion for ourselves so that we can love ourselves more and practice self-forgiveness. As we do that, we can be more compassionate with others. Mm-hmm. We can practice love more with others. And I'm not talking about, you know, just our family and, you know, our romantic partners. I'm talking about people we don't even know. Because, you know, when everybody is quiet, we all kind of want the basic similar things. And that when we can be in this compassion, and again, starting with ourselves first, then love can grow, and love heals all. I mean, this is all the things that I not just believe. Like, I faith these things.
No.
And so that's why, yeah, and that's why the title, and you know, I say the titles come to me. I get those titles in meditation. They, you know, any title of a talk that I give comes through in meditation. And but that's why it was turn the compass inward, and to be able to look at ourselves and being willing to look at ourselves. And I also, I mean, I'd have to actually go back and look at that talk, but I believe metaphysically, looking at the compass inward was an important time, was important with respect to the 12, there's something called the 12 powers in Unity, which are 12 attributes that we have within us that we are called to activate, one being faith. And turning the compass inward helps us to recognize that we have those gifts and that we can activate them when we look inside.
And we all have the opportunity to go inward as we've dealt with this, what's been now called the plandemic, and taking the time to look at our own stuff, especially as you said, I've had the same opportunity to look at things that I thought that I had dealt with, but see that there are still remnants, and those remnants are impacting not just how I express myself, but how I interact with others. And I get to see all of those remnants come up and have this time to deal with them and to help myself evolve so that I can get to that next level where the universe is taking us, where we are moving into more of a five-dimensional world and are being able to access abilities, capabilities that go along with that, which we wouldn't be able to do if we're still on the side of the veil where we're dealing with so much duality. So it's just an opportunity to evolve and grow.
Yeah, definitely, definitely. And I agree with you. So I call it the happening. I call everything going on the happening. And I felt, you know, when things closed down, I really felt called to go within. In fact, I remember thinking, oh, this is the, you know, people are going to need, you know, to be able to reach out to others for assistance. So, you know, you got to get out there. But literally my heart was calling me to just be quiet. And I got quiet, and I called upon compassion, and the, you know, the other thing, looking at the word compassion, if you break it down, it, at least for me, it looks like compass. It looked like compass. The I O N looked like just I N, like compass in. But I agree with you. I think, you know, on one level, this is an amazing time. There's lots of energies available planetarily and from Gaia, that, you know, that's Mother Earth, to assist us in, you know, people talk about the term ascending. I like the term reawaken. I mean, our nature is a pattern of perfection, and we've forgotten, and I think we reawake, you know, over and over again, right, to different aspects of ourselves. But I think this year, you know, part of what's happening is giving us that opportunity to do so. And then the real skinny is we may be doing it with ourselves, but just the fact that we're doing it, it's impacting other people, because I know there's that catchphrase, we're all connected, but we really are all connected.
Right.
So, you know, you and I could be in our own home, sitting here praying for ourselves. We could be praying for peace in our neighborhood, and it could be impacting someone on the other side of the planet that we'll never, ever come in contact with in a physical way.
Mm-hmm. That's that butterfly effect.
Without a doubt.
Yeah. That's so beautiful.
And that's part of the power of what, you know, people say the power of prayer. That's part of the power of prayer.
Mm-hmm.
Like
mm-hmm.
activating those pathways of connection that we cannot see. You know, they're invisible, but they are very palpable.
Mm-hmm. So let's get into the elements of a perfect prayer. I know Christianity or Catholicism would say it's adoration, supplication, thanksgiving, intercession, and confession. So what's your take, Shay?
So that's interesting. So I'm curious though to know what the two of you think might be the perfect prayer, and then I'm more than happy to answer that question.
Okay, I'll start. For me, it's a knowing that all things come from within. When you tap in and align to the all, start off from that basis and the power that comes out of that, and it's a communion with the source of all that is, and it's energetically raising the vibration. So whatever it is that you are calling to yourself is able to be manifested.
Mm-hmm. Beautiful, beautiful. How about you, Sky?
To me, a perfect prayer is, I don't think of it as having elements. I think of it as achieving a certain state. I typically start my prayer, or I try to start prayers or the communing session with extreme expressing gratitude. Mm-hmm. And then I go from there to such a level of gratitude that it kind of shifts my whole energy pattern. And then from there, you know, other things that might be underlying can be expressed. But to me, to get to that level where I can actually feel a shift or feel the joining and the communing and the connection, where you can literally, physically, and energetically feel the connection so that other things are expressed. So I don't look at it as having elements. I think the main element is to center around a state of gratitude first. And once I express that, everything else just comes into play. If there are certain things that are on my mind that I would like to express, that comes, but in terms of an element, it would be being humble, being open, and being grateful, and doing everything else.
Both of those
agree.
Feel beautiful. You guys are getting me into a really beautiful space here, because that's some beautiful things.
Mm-hmm.
I was thinking about this, the perfect prayer, and I realized I actually don't know what the perfect prayer is.
Let me just interject here just to say that,
yeah.
You know, perfect is a term, and we know that what perfect really means is perfect for the moment, the right now, present moment, versus perfect for everybody or something that's going to apply across the board every time, everywhere. So perfect is in
right.
quotes.
Thank you. I got a big smile on my face. Thank you for saying that. Because you read my mind. Yeah, I was basically like, God's limitless. So, right, the divine mind, divine principle is limitless. So, you know, on today, the perfect prayer may be one thing. On another day, the perfect prayer may be another thing.
Mm-hmm.
But what is always involved in my prayers is first moving the awareness to my heart space,
mm-hmm.
and opening up my heart space. I really feel that our heart space is the pathway to the divine. And moves me out of my humanness. And then I didn't realize it, but as I was thinking about it, I realized I go into like a space of sacred listening,
mm-hmm.
Which you could call either compassionate or empathetic, maybe listening. And I realized even if I'm not praying with someone, that's what I do. I think I'm listening within myself. And those seem to always be involved when I'm praying. And at some point there's always gratitude in the prayer. gratitude for the communion, the communing, mm-hmm. the being able to be in this energetic place and space. Mm-hmm. And years ago, faith wasn't really involved, even though I do think faith gives like an extra, like it's like the premium gas in the prayer.
It shifts it into high gear.
Exactly. But now I've moved into a place where that's always present. And not that we have to get faith. I believe, going back to those 12 powers I was talking about, faith is one of those 12 powers, so it's within us. It's just learning how and when to activate faith.
Mm-hmm.
It's like having a full toolbox, but when do I use the hammer versus when do I use the screwdriver?
Yeah, and I think that faith also is implying that the prayer is not based on lack, in that it's something that is not already there versus something that you're bringing to the forefront.
Yes. Yes. So, so you know, I mentioned becoming a prayer chaplain, and I was taught how to pray in the affirmative manner. It's called affirmative prayer. And it has stages. And at this point, even though I usually pray in some affirmative way, I don't literally do the steps the way that they're taught. But the last part of affirmative prayer is releasing the prayer. Because it's basically you're letting go so that you're no longer in the way. But also in that letting go, there's still expectancy. There's this expectancy that I've come here and shared either a request or shared praise, shared gratitude, I asked for something for someone else. Regardless of what the centerpiece of the prayer is, there's an expectation that there's going to be movement around this request some way, somehow. And it's just, and that expectancy is because it's tapping into this eternal, infinite law, the spiritual law. It's like, you know, on earth, you know, if you throw something in the air, it's going to come down because we have the law of gravity. Well, there's this everlasting, eternal love and law that in prayer we're activating. So there's that expectation that something's going to happen, just like if I threw a ball up in the air. You know, the other thing is, in a prayer, at least when I was younger, I thought the prayer was doing something for this energetic presence to respond. And the thing is, really, prayer is opening me up so I can get out of the way of what's already happening.
Mm-hmm.
By the time I become aware to ask the prayer, there's already movement to respond to providing an answer, a solution. But if I'm not aligned, you know, if I'm not in that higher mind, if I'm in that state of worry or fear or unforgiveness, I may, my energy may be blocking the pathways to the solutions.
Mm-hmm.
What might even look like miracles to me, but you know, the prayer can help shift my energy so that the movement, the flow that's already in existence, again, in that invisible realm, can move through and start to work in the physical. Like, and I think you used the word manifestation. You know, that manifestation can start to occur in the physical.
I hear you. It's truly about getting out of your own way with those lower vibrational energies that would block. And I think the key word is alignment. Alignment is what gets you there.
Mm-hmm. Shay, do you find that there are different types of prayers?
Yeah, there are different types of prayers. Mm-hmm. I mean, I mentioned affirmative prayer, which is a way to pray. There's the prayer of supplication, which is the asking, right? And within all these prayers, there can be a different level of energy, right?
Right.
The base level of supplication is when we're begging. You know, we're in a begging state, like, God, oh my God, please help me, please help me.
a begging state. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And then we can go to a higher frequency of that where we can be in that knowing, you know, the in the Bible, it says, ask and it is given, seek and you'll find, and knock and the door will be open to you. And, you know, I know some people may feel a certain way about the Bible, but sacred texts have truth in it. You got to
all sacred texts.
Yeah, exactly. Sometimes you got to go below the words, you know, into the metaphysical, into the mystical symbolism. But, you know, when you're calling upon that knowing, hey, I can ask because I was told. And I'm asking with this higher vibration of expectancy. And that's different than that asking from the lack perspective. You know, we were talking about gratitude. You know, sometimes you can literally just have prayers of gratitude, prayers of praise, like in Psalms. Some of the last Psalms are just literally like, you know, bang the cymbal, bang the drum. We just in praise. Then there's something called centering prayer, which I see a little bit more in some of the Christian circles that I didn't see this in before, but it's where you pick a sacred word or a couple of sacred words, and you're kind of repeating them to get yourself to stay aligned, and then you move into the silence. And when your mind, so it's almost a little bit like meditation. Like, because some meditations start with a chant, and then if your mind starts to think about something, you bring yourself back to the chant. That's kind of what centering prayer is. There's contemplative prayer, and that usually starts with you acknowledging that you're going to let go, and you acknowledge this presence in you and around you, and then that also you enter into the silence. And the whole purpose of that prayer is to really be just with the presence. And whatever comes, comes. But it's really cultivating your relationship with the all of yourself.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's the way I would describe it. You know, of course, we can get into different topics like within prayer, right? Some prayers we're just focusing on the healing, you know, whether it's like a healing of a physical body, a mental body. We could be focusing on the healing of our financial bodies. And, you know, sometimes we're just praying for the world and even sometimes praying for folks that we might not get along with so much, but, you know, we're praying for, you know, everybody to be able to see each other more likely to themselves.
Right. See the highest version of themselves. And in prayer, in that prayer, we offer a vision of that highest version of themselves.
Yeah. Yeah. Which, you know, that's a tough prayer to pray. You know, when you're, you know, especially when you have no attachment to whom other or what other. But when you can pray that you know, love can intervene and create a shift within, you know, a department or, you know, within an organization, within some folks. And, you know, at the same time, you know, yourself too, so that you can be the receptacle of that and
right.
the antenna for that.
Mm-hmm. Tell us about your class, Genesis, the Creative Pathway.
So I have had the opportunity to speak at a different Unity church recently. I'm in New Jersey, and so they asked me if I'd be willing to teach a class. And so, yes, it's Genesis, the Creative Pathway. And in this class, what we do is we look at the 7 days of creation that's described in the book of Genesis, and we look at it from a metaphysical perspective. So we're looking at all of the symbolism, and we're not taking the layer of the words. We're going deeper, looking at that symbolism and then breaking it down and getting a comprehension, an understanding of how this part of the Bible isn't literal. It is not the history of how the earth was created, even though that's how most of us were taught. It's in the beginning. Well, in the beginning is over and over and over again. In the beginning, when you catch an idea, a new idea, and bring that into creation, right? Mm-hmm. We're creating all the time. And the 7 days of creation in the book of Genesis is literally a roadmap to how to create. I'm actually saying it's the law of attraction, a deeper level of the law of attraction.
Mm-hmm.
And so when we understand what the symbolism is, and then we can take it and utilize it to, you know, we know the term manifest in our lives. I like to say co-create because we all have things that we want to bring into the world. This is an invitation to say that's what we think we want, but what's our desires? Because sometimes we want stuff and then we realize, oh, man, I didn't really want that. But when it's a desire, right, because that desire is the connection to your higher self. The illumination of day one, let there be light, that's illumination. That's illuminating to a divine idea,
mm-hmm.
catching that divine idea that is to be birthed through you, which is a desire. And then we go through the 7 days and say, how can we make this practical in our lives? So, you know, it's deep from the perspective that we're going metaphysically, but there's homework, daily homework that's practical, because the whole idea is that you know, let's get illuminated and let's come up with 1 to 3 things that we'd like to co-create before the end of the year, and then let's work. If you work, there's a former minister, the late Reverend Johnny Coleman, who actually was one of the mentors of the late Dr. Barbara King. And Dr. Coleman used to say, it works if you work it. So we're part of that class is working it. So it's 5 sessions. The first session was last Monday, but if people are interested, they can still join the class. There's 4 more sessions.
Interesting. And when you said creation is reiterative, it made me think that every moment of now is a creation point. I mean, wherever we are right now, it is
exactly.
a creation point in the beginning.
That's right. The beginning is always happening. In the beginning, in the beginning, in the beginning. The beginning is always happening. You create with your thoughts, words, actions, and your energetic frequency. You can even, some people like to call it feelings, okay? The feelings, energy, right?
The vibration.
Exactly. But what are we thinking? And we know, I don't remember the percentage, but most of our thoughts are the same thought we had the day before.
90%.
But when we become more, and when we become more conscious, though, right, And when we started to utilize tools such as meditation, right, they help to quiet the mind. They help us to become more conscious. And utilizing prayer along with the different stages of co-creation, now we can be more intentional in our lives, opposed to we're just creating some stuff and we're like, how'd that show up?
How's it working for you? But how's it working for you is the reflection that tells you if you need to shift and not just sit in it, right? Because if it's not working, then, well, as you said, we're constantly creating. So we're shifting all the time.
Yeah.
That's a good way to put it. How many things show up?
Yeah.
That really does make you reflect. I mean, how did this happen? How did this show up? You know, why am I in this situation right now? Or why is this in my presence, in my being, in my environment right now? You know, so that's a good wake up call to.
And how do I shift it?
When you find things that are not aligned with what you are thinking you're about or what you need and all those things, that's a way to say, okay, think about what you're doing, you know, realign yourself.
Yeah, especially when we really think about it, this thing showed up before. It just looks, it's just this time, you know, I don't know, this time the person's wearing a red outfit.
Exactly.
But they kind of seem like the person that was here 3 years ago or whatever. Yeah, I'm making it about that. But I mean, that's an example we all can probably attach ourselves to. But, you know, it doesn't even have to be, right, an individual. It can be a situation in our lives. It could be a way of being of ourselves.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Definitely. It could be a reaction. It could be a trigger. It could be so many different things in the manner that it shows up. But it just shows us that there is something here that still needs to be healed, lower vibrational energy that can be raised higher. And that's that peeling back of the onion. And we all go through it. Because as long as you're here in physicality and duality, there's always going to be opportunities to take whatever it is to the next level. Because we are exploring and expanding. And so it's always going to be more and more and more. You learn more. And so you're able to respond accordingly at a higher frequency or vibration.
Exactly. I'm in total alignment with everything you said. And you know, when we're more conscious, right, when we're living more consciously, you know, and if we aren't, or we go out of that conscious awareness, but we can get back to it quicker.
Mm-hmm.
The more conscious we are, then we can recognize and remember, right, or recognize that we can shift it because it's already in us, and we may not remember. Class like this and in other spiritual practices help us to remember this power within us, and then we can become empowered again, and we can do some things to shift it. And some things don't even have to be done in the physical outer world, right? A lot of things is once we shift it in consciousness, stuff starts to happen. Things start to, you know, synchronicities occur. You know, we get opportunities that move us into a different place or a different location so that, you know, some of the things we were dealing with before aren't even in our awareness. They're not even part of our daily, you know, goings and doings.
Right.
So
we get shifted.
Can
you give us your contact info? Right.
Oh, yeah.
Because the vibrationary match is not there for it to attach to, so it could not possibly exist.
Exactly. So my contact information, you can find me on my website is peacefulpraise.com. I'm on Instagram and Facebook at Peaceful Praise Inspirational. That's Peaceful Praise Inspirational. And you can, if you want to email me, please feel free to do so. And that's peacefulpraisesm@gmail.com. That's peacefulpraisesm. So that's S as in Shay, M as in Maltby, @gmail.com. I have that because I do have one with my name, but my name is a difficult one to spell. So I just give everyone that Gmail account.
Okay. It's not that difficult once you know it. What else do you have going on?
So later this month, I'll be speaking at Unity of Montclair, and the topic or the title is Interconnection, the Spirit-Wide Web. I'm kind of excited about that.
Yeah.
Instead of www.
Spirit-Wide Web. Which is totally more powerful.
Yes, yes. So I'm excited about that. That's November 22nd, which is the Sunday before Thanksgiving. If anyone's interested, they have it online on Facebook. That's Unity of Montclair. And it's also on my website. And you can always catch the replay if you'd like. And every month, the second Tuesday of every month, I do a prayer and meditation call. You can dial in or you can come in over the internet, and it's a half an hour. There's one at 9 p.m. Eastern time, and then I do another one at 11 p.m. Eastern time because I know some people on the West Coast. It's a half an hour of power. Sometimes we go over about 5 minutes, but they're always different. It's basically, you mentioned energy. It depends on who shows up and what they're bringing to the table, and that frames the time we're together. So the next one is actually, I don't know what the second
one is.
Just
had one.
It was this past Tuesday. So that happens every month. It's been going on. It's actually moving closer to its third year anniversary. And then in December, I don't have the date yet, but every year in December, I do a burning bowl ceremony. And I do the same thing. I do it at usually 9, and then I do it again at 11. But it's a burning bowl. A lot of people listening to this show probably do that type of ceremony. But basically, I hold the virtual flame. If I have a flame here, I burn paper to represent the releasing for everybody. People are welcome to do it in their home, but I want everybody to be safe, so that's why I hold the virtual eternal flame. And it's just, again, it's a half an hour, but it's a real way to get centered, let go of everything you do not want to take into the next year, and be willing to release it. And it's just a lot of powerful, quiet releasing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, we'd be remiss if we didn't close out with a prayer. We've got about 5 minutes left, Shay. You think we have enough time to get one in?
Yeah, we can get one in. Do you guys have anything you would like to request for prayer?
My just overall request right now is healing. I feel a lot of people are wounded. A lot of people are hurt. There's been a lot of loss that hasn't been, I just feel that has not been addressed. And I just, healing, that's what's in my mind. For healing, for the planet, for all of us in the planet.
All right. All right, well, let's take a deep breath so we can get centered. Creator, Great Spirit, Divine Essence that exists in all ways, in all ways. We come together at this time with open hearts and open minds, willing to receive all that it is for us to receive and willing to go forth, giving all that we are to give in any way, shape, and form. And in this time, we're knowing that despite whatever we see and whatever we hear, that there is more occurring beyond the scenes. Behind the curtain, there is more occurring. We know that the ask has already been put into place, that healing moves throughout not only each of our bodies as surrogates for all of humanity, but that the healing moves throughout everybody in every way, shape, and form, from the top of their heads to the tip of their toes, healing their physical bodies, yet healing the emotions that need to be weaved together, back together to their perfection, helping them to be soothed in ways they've yet to be soothed, helping people to remember that there's love for them, love that is eternal, that is always existing, and letting that love also heal, helping people to heal on every level in their lives, helping to heal their thoughts, helping to heal their words, helping to heal their actions, healing Mother Earth, helping to heal the waters, helping to heal the trees, helping to heal the animals, all the healing that is necessary in this plane. We're feeling it, and we know that it is in motion. It is occurring. And when we heal the call, when we hear the call to do something, to show up in a new way, to be the bringer of love, to be the bringer of love to help each and every one heal, we are willing to do this. So thank you. Thank you, God, for lifting everyone up into the palm of the everlasting hand. Thank you, legions of light, for shining brightly on each person so that they can see their gifts and let their gifts light the way. Thank you for holding everyone, from the babies to the elders, giving reverence for every life. Oh, how sweet it is. No. That we are held, and that there is a clearing occurring in this very moment. So now we release this knowing to the will, work, mercy, and grace of divine limitless source, one power, one presence, one love, simply known as God. And in the name and nature of the Christ consciousness, the consciousness upon high, activated by the divine energy frequency that's within each and every one of us, we go forth, faithing, loving, and decreeing all this is something greater. And so it is. Ashe, amen, aho, amen. So be it.
Ashe.
Yes, thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, ladies. This was, I had fun.
So did I. Yeah, and I like to add that I met Shay at Sonia Marie Word Life Astrology Retreat in 2018, and it's a space where so many amazing women are synchronistically drawn together. So Shay, I thank you for having had the ability to meet you and to have your peaceful praise in my life, and helping to elevate both myself and others. And just thank you. Thank you for being here. And we wish you the best.
Yes. Oh, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. You know, I just forgot one other thing that I should just mention very quickly. I'm involved with a devotional group called The Ma Platform. And on Instagram, it's at The Ma, M-A Platform. And through that devotional group, I pray every Wednesday from midnight to 2 a.m. So if you have prayer requests, please feel free to email me.
Okay. And she's at peacefulpraise.com. And it's smaltzby at, was it gmail.com?
At, well, smaltzby at peacefulpraise.com. peacefulpraise, or peacefulpraisesm@gmail.com.
Thank you.
Yeah, I'm so grateful for our connection.
I as well. You've been listening to the Sis Empowerment Podcast. Thank you for joining. I do want to make an announcement, and that is that we will be moving from Blog Talk Radio to radio.co, where our station will have our own radio station. It's called Balance Radio. Then, along with the Sis Empowerment Podcast, we will have other radio broadcasts or podcasts. And so the collective energy will be that of balance. So hope you will join us there. Stay tuned for more information. Have a good night.
Good night. Thank you. Thanks, guys.
Harmony into your daily living. Thank you.